struggle to control the deadly epidemic, and now more countries
have
taken.
More than 500 Americans have been airlifted from Wuhan,
but time may be running out for U.S. citizens.
Breaking overnight, U.S. stocks look set for a sharply lower open amid growing fears over.
This is your coronavirus update. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. As we begin the eighth month since coronavirus was first reported in the world. This report brought to you by Siesta Key Vacations. Your room is ready at siestakeyyes.com. Here are the latest numbers here at home in the U.S. Another consistently down day with regard to new cases and fatalities. The U.S. reported 512 COVID-related deaths. That's up slightly from Sunday. However, it represents the third straight day that deaths have been under 1,000 across the U.S. Tops states most impacted, California with 82, Florida with 64, Texas with 53, Mississippi with 32, and Georgia with 28. No state crossed triple-digit deaths on Monday in the U.S. The U.S. reported 38,000 new cases. That's up slightly from the day previous. Leading states with new coronavirus cases, California had the most with 6,500, nearly double from Sunday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the federal government's top infectious disease expert, says Labor Day weekend will be key in determining whether the U.S. gets a running start at containing the coronavirus this fall. Fauci said Monday that he has a great deal of faith in the American people to wash their hands, practice social distancing, wear masks, avoid crowds, and congregate outside during the weekend celebrations. He said it's important to avoid a surge in coronavirus cases like those seen after the Memorial Day and July 4th holidays. The mandate to reopen schools across Florida will remain in effect after an appeals court ruled on Monday in favor of state education officials as multiple lawsuits challenging the order's constitutionality moved forward. The emergency order does not compel any student to choose in-person instruction or attend a brick-and-mortar school. Rather, students and parents are free to choose a brick-and-mortar school for in-person instruction. A study published late last week in Clinical Infectious Diseases highlights the role of airborne spread of COVID-19 and the importance of efficient ventilation systems. One study found that patients can exhale millions of viral RNA particles per hour in the early stages of disease. The findings support previous studies that concluded that COVID-19 is most likely spread by aerosols rather than large respiratory droplets or contaminated surfaces. Such studies have documented airborne spread in semi-enclosed environments, such as choir practice in Washington State. The study was published by the University of Minnesota. On the world stage, new numbers coming in from over the weekend, fatalities from COVID now 856,000. Just under 18 million people have recovered since January, stretching back now 7 months. India led the hardest hit with new deaths on Monday, 818 reported. Brazil reporting 619 fatalities. The U.S. ranked third most impacted with 512, up slightly from the day previous. Mexico reported 339. It should also be noted that new case counts and daily deaths have dropped by a third in Mexico in the last 7 days, which is good news. Florida Vacation Rentals sponsors this update. I want to share with you that could be hard to believe, but paradise is just steps away. You can rent a two-bedroom condo with 180-degree views of a glorious bay, less than a quarter mile from America's best beach, plus swimming, spas, tennis courts, for less than $300 a day. How about that? Siesta Key, a beautiful place nestled on the coast in Sarasota, Florida. And rentals are at their seasonal low, which means a great rate. So if you want to check out Paradise, visit the website siestakeyyes.com, and you can check out the room and the rates, siestakeyyes.com. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.